Hey, Hound Dogs, I'm David Hankins.
I'm Paul Hankins.
And you're on the air with Power Squared. This week we're going to talk about, it sort of turned into convention season, and in Southern California the first big convention is WonderCon.
Yes.
In Anaheim, and we're going to go tomorrow. It's a one-day event for us. But we thought we'd talk about a little bit about what we're looking forward to doing, and you know, maybe we'll see people there we want to talk to and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I had had a hope at one point that we might be able to table at WonderCon, and that we got on the waiting list, but we never did get a table, and it took us forever to get our professional status renewed through Comic-Con. And I know that we're not alone in that. I've seen a lot of people. It seems like it's taking six, seven months to get a response back. So if you haven't gotten yours yet, you know, it will happen, I'm sure. So WonderCon starts today, which is Friday.
Yes.
And we don't attend on Fridays usually.
No.
Do they have preview night on Thursday, or is this preview night?
I think Friday is the first day.
Okay, all right. And so we usually go, because it's local, we just go one day of the con.
Yeah.
And that's usually Saturday, and then Sunday, of course, is Easter. So so let's talk about WonderCon. What are you interested in seeing there, doing there?
Well, I didn't see that much in terms of, like, exhibitors or exclusives.
Yeah.
Exclusives are usually like with WonderCon, but as far as it was lighter with, like, exhibitors.
Exclusives are big at Comic-Con, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some people still have exclusives at
WonderCon. I know that. Yeah, we just didn't see that many this year.
Yeah, there are some. It's largely with exhibitors that I mark down. It's usually it's more like the usual suspects.
Yeah,
like anime books. I like going to anime books because it's stuff from Japan, and sometimes end up seeing a cool, like, art book for something I like.
Now, a lot of times we've gone to, I know, WonderCon, I think Comic-Con, there's been somebody selling cells, it sounds. she sells at the seashore. But there, someone's been selling cells from animation.
Yeah.
Is that person there this time?
I didn't see Animation Legends.
Okay.
But I have gotten stuff from Animation Legends.
Right.
See, IDW is going to be there this time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they were there last time.
I don't remember. In one year out the other.
And T-Turtle is fun.
They're the T-shirts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they also expanded into tabletop games or board games.
Right.
Which we haven't dipped that much into. But
did we buy one?
I didn't say we never dipped. Yeah, okay,
I didn't say we hadn't at all. But I just thought we had bought one.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
A couple, actually.
Okay. But there are way more board games than we've gotten involved in.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Shark Robot is, I know them online as a like merch platform.
Okay.
But when they're at a con, they usually end up selling like some of those pop culture mashup shirts.
Okay.
Or otherwise pop culture shirts. We don't end up usually buying one from them, but it can be interesting to see how much or how little usually the selection has changed.
Right.
Now I also marked Star Salts, which is a booth that we've actually bought from before.
Okay.
I get the impression it's a smaller artist group. I don't know 100%, so don't at me.
That's fine.
we got a couple lanyards from them before, and we like the artwork.
Oh, so. Okay. I remember that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's for people who are going to be there, I guess. A couple highlights would be like Steven Silver.
We see him every con.
Every con that we happen to go to.
He's always there.
Yeah.
And Trevor has a connection with him, so it's, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Tony Fleeks, who's, oh, if I pronounced that right, who some people would know as the, he's a comic book writer, artist. Some people would know him for his work on the My Little Pony comics at IDW. We also know him as the writer for Stray Dogs.
Right, which we did as a comic book club.
Yeah, and he's going to put out a related comic, a similar comic called Feral.
Mm-hmm. I like the artwork.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten beyond that, but yeah, it's kind of a Disney-esque kind of artwork.
Yeah.
And the story is not Disney-esque.
Yeah. Then I guess one other one I'd want to highlight was Val. Okay, I don't know if it's Hochberg or Hochberg.
Okay. Hochberg.
But hopefully one of those pronunciations is correct. But
luxury yacht.
We last Comic Con we got Robin Hood artwork that she did.
Oh, right.
We also like her style,
right?
So it'll be fun to at least look.
Okay. We usually, there's certain people, I guess he's not on the list, but we always run into Gary Teetle at these things. Friend of mine from MGM days.
Yeah.
But
so that's an inside.
Yeah, but you know, if he happens to watch, we're looking for you. Don Wynn will be there.
Yeah.
We've had him on the show a couple of times. We did a panel with him. He's a real staple at these cons.
Yeah.
He goes to a lot of them. We go to very few. He goes to tons. Lionsgate, where I work for, has a booth.
Yeah.
Curious what it is they have. And we've had... I also have White Ash Comics down here. I just recently got a Kickstarter fulfillment from them for the game number 3 or whatever. So I was interested in going by and slapping a howdy on them. You know, they're not other indie comic book creator.
Yeah.
I kind of feel a little, you know, I try to have an affinity and. I talked to him at Comic-Con about being on the show and, of course, didn't follow up. But
you just, like, forgot?
Yeah, it seems like time got away. I don't know what happened in the last year, but it seems like time got away from me on stuff. So, yeah, basically it's a lot of the same people that we normally run into at these.
Yeah.
And then one of the things I guess you can always do is go to panels.
Yes.
And for one day, we have a lot of panels that we're theoretically interested in.
Yeah, that doesn't mean we're going to go to even half of them.
Yeah. And a lot of times, it's not your lack of interest. It's the interest of more people than you, and they get there sooner.
Yeah.
And you can't get in. And then sometimes it's the timing, because we have to pick up our badges, again, because we found out so late that we were professionals. We have to pick up the badge there, which means... it's a delay in getting in and all that. So
yeah.
It just compounds itself a little bit. So there is one at 10 o'clock that there was interest in. A career
paths into game development.
Right.
Can you read the print?
It's small, but hopefully I can. Yeah, I can read that. And then I don't know who picked the panel. A1 in entertainment.
It's AI.
Sorry, in entertainment and art. The threat to performers and creators.
Creatives. I wrote that just because it's a relevant topic
right
now. I don't know if we'll be able to. I don't know if we'll do it.
Right.
But it's about like AI and how it could impact like writers and artists.
Right. I still take a certain, you know, hope away that you can't copyright what they do, so you may not want to spend your money on something. But and then there's Independent Creator Summit, which is, since we're independent creators, I thought it might be interesting to go to.
A couple of fun ones I marked.
Right.
Adult Swim Smiling Friends.
Right.
Because I really got into...
That was a good show.
Yeah. So that's supposed to be a preview of season two. Mm-hmm. It's also got the creators
there. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Zach Hadle and Michael Cusack.
It seems like a lot of times with, I'll say, smaller animation things, the creators do the voices. Do they do the voices?
Yeah.
At all? Okay.
Yeah, they voice Pim and Charlie.
Okay.
And some of the other voices as well.
Right.
But they've also gotten, because they started off as internet animators, they've gotten some YouTube friends to do some voices.
Right. That's good. Be interesting.
There's also How to Build a Cult Following.
Right.
Which. That's going to have Matt Brawley and Owen Dennis on it.
Okay.
Amphibia and Infinity Train.
Okay.
I didn't get much out of the panel description, but I think it's about that kind of show that isn't as popular as some of the other shows, but it has a cult following, and
right.
How that happened.
A lot of times when you see a panel like that, and I'm not saying this is going to be that, but it has happened in the past with me at least, is you go to a panel thinking it's going to tell you how to do something, and they just basically sit around and say, yeah, it happened to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't really tell you how to do it or their insight into it. It's just, oh, yeah, that, you know. Yeah, Kickstarters work for me every time, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Not
saying that's what that's going to be. I'm just.
So at the same time as that one, there's supposed to be a Hasbro toy panel.
Hmm.
Which is specifically about action brands. That was just marked in there because Transformers.
Yes.
Later, we've also got 20 years of Scott Pilgrim, Impact and Influence.
Right. Which is, that's, I've read it and seen the movie, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's, the book is way different than the movie. I mean, the books
yes.
are, but.
Well, the movie is more condensed.
Right.
Because it was being made while...
He hasn't finished yet.
Yeah.
Right?
So for the last part, they had to go off of Brandon O'Malley's notes for the sixth book.
But it was it's, that's a lot of, that's a really fun movie.
Yes. Also marked How to Get News Coverage.
Yeah, now that's Rick Offenberger, who's been on the show several times, or a couple times, and he's very supportive. He runs First Comic News. And he's been very supportive of us, and so I like to go. And we've gotten some press out of it,
yeah.
Having met people, panelists and stuff. So I'd like to go to that, for, you know, two various reasons. I think it helps us, and it helps him as well.
Now, there are a couple that are also like late at night, so I don't know how likely they would be. But there's Let's Make a Board Game, which is about prototyping. A board game.
Right.
And Parenthood According to Bluey.
Yeah. That could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it runs under the idea that Bluey is actually a show for parents disguised as a show for kids.
Well, it does give you a different... they're very committed parents. I'm giving that credit. Not that I think I blew off being a parent or anything, but they are just at the kids' beck and call. Pretty much, and they're very like open to whatever the kids want to do.
Right. Also, point out, I think of this has come up before, but I'll point out we only see part of the healer's lives.
Yes. Yes.
Or we see like 9 minutes.
Yes, but it's they're you know, whatever the kids want to play something. Okay, you know, for the most part, there's times where it's a little more real life where the parent, like, he's trying to take down the stumps and she wants to play like it's a beauty shop.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, you have to, it's, there's give and take.
Yeah.
But anyway, it, and I do like the show. I love the play, you know, so it'd be interesting. The downside, of course, is we're not staying in Anaheim.
Right.
And it's supposed to be raining all day, so it's, I don't know how much, again, that's going to influence us getting there for something like, it starts at 10. You think you can make that easily?
Yeah.
And then I don't know how bad it's going to be raining to come home. So It's like 60 miles away or something like that.
Yeah. So
it's,
and then because of how where WonderCon is, we sometimes like to try to go to downtown Disney, but we don't know if we're going to be able to.
Yeah, we did that last year.
Yeah.
I remember that. We walked to downtown Disney.
That was a mistake.
It's a long way. You think, it's just around the corner. Nope, it's a long way. And, we're not going to talk about where we park. So that's inside baseball kind of stuff. And I guess next Friday, the artists are going to take over the show for us. We're not going to be available. So it's going to be Julia Cannon, Jen Moreno, and Rachel Wells doing God Only Knows.
Yeah.
But those are usually really fun shows. So if you're watching this and you're looking for something to watch next Friday, tune in 6:00 twitchtv.PowerSquared.
Yeah.
All right. So until next time we see you, I'm David Hankins.
I'm Paul Hankins.
And you've been on the air with Power Squared.